It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, October 26th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Hey, a sneak preview of my presentation for Skywatch TV's upcoming Exposing the Darkness virtual conference. Stay tuned. That's coming up later in this program. Topic number 5 today, where is Hu? That's Hu Jintao, the former General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, who you remember was escorted out of the Party Congress on Saturday. He didn't appear to go willingly. He had been seated just to the left of President Xi Jinping, who was elected to a third term as president, the first time that's happened since Mao. Well, this seems to suggest that Xi, just more evidence that Xi has consolidated his grip on power inside China. In fact, during his speech to the party on Sunday, she hinted at some of the purges that have been taking place amongst party leadership. I quote, "Driven by a strong sense of mission, we have resolved to offend a few thousand rather than fail 1.4 billion and to clear out the party of all its ills. We've used a combination of measures to take out tigers, swat flies, and hunt down foxes, punishing corrupt officials of all types," end quote. Now, American University Assistant Professor of Sociology Yang Zhang, who focuses on China, said, "What we just saw was the making of an all-Xi's men team, the breaking of decade-long rules and the birth of an unlimited supreme leader. These are not entirely surprising, but the grab of power is still beyond our expectation. Xi is now a truly modern emperor," end quote. This tracks with what Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis has been saying. By the way, we recommend his new book, Kings of the East, which looks at China and its role in the end times. The reason for Hu's removal may be due to the fact that Hu was a globalist, and as leader of China, he appeared to be working towards maneuvering China into position to assume the mantle of globalist leadership, taking over from Washington, D.C. and London. Xi Jinping is rejecting the globalist agenda, and what happened on Saturday with the removal of Hu is a signal not just to the Chinese Communist Party, but to the world, that China intends to reject the globalist vision of a one-world government, and this really sets up some very interesting dynamics in the years ahead, especially when viewed through a Christian prophetic lens. Topic number 4, Christian persecution. Story from Nigeria, which is all too common, but generally ignored by the press here in the West. Fulani herdsmen last week killed more than 70 Christians in a village in central Nigeria. This has prompted state officials in that state to claim that lack of government protection means citizens must arm and defend themselves. This was in the Benue state. A police official there said this was a suspected revenge attack for the alleged killing of 5 Fulani herders in 3 different incidents. On Tuesday, October 18th, herdsmen the next day attacked a village in Ukum County in Benue State. Again, in just over 2 days, 70 Christians killed by Fulani militiamen. Fulani are Muslim. This is sectarian violence. This is a religious war that's been ongoing in Nigeria, not a conflict between herdsmen and villagers. This is a religious war, and Christians are all too often the victims of what is taking place in a government that is controlled by Muslim politicians. Topic number 3, they didn't test. The premise behind the mandates for COVID vaccines over the last couple of years was that if you got the shot, you were immune to the virus and you didn't carry it or then spread it. This turns out not to be the case. In early October, during a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, Dutch member Bob Roos questioned Pfizer's president of international developed markets, Janine Small, about whether Pfizer had in fact tested and confirmed that their mRNA jab would prevent transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 virus before it was rolled out and injected into millions of people around the world. Small admitted that Pfizer never tested whether the jab would prevent transmission because, using her words, they had to move at the speed of science. The speed of science. And I'm quoting her now, "and we had to do everything at risk," end quote. Now, We've known for over 2 years, if you've been paying attention to stories, that the shots were never tested for transmission interruption. In October of 2020, Peter Doshi, who's the associate editor of the respected British Medical Journal, highlighted that the trials were not designed to test whether vaccines would prevent transmission. And yet, every message from government and government's media allies highlighted just that. Get the jab, it'll keep you from getting it, it'll keep you from spreading it. Now we find out they just made that up because it was never, again, the British Medical Journal reported on this 2 years ago, not that most of us heard that story, but now Pfizer has in fact admitted that they never tested it because things were happening so quickly, we just had to move at the... By the way, we note that Director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has tested positive for COVID-19 now. This is just about 1 year after she promised us that being fully vaccinated and boosted would prevent us from catching the virus and spreading it. Needless to say, she is fully vaxxed and boosted, and somehow she's caught the virus. This follows others in government who have been tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, including President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, both of them in June, President Joe Biden in July, twice. He caught it and then caught it again in July, and First Lady Jill Biden in August. So it's been known that the trials didn't test for transmission. Then why did government officials and allies in the media tell us something that was known to be untrue? The best case scenario is simple greed. I mean, we're actually at a point now where we hope this was all about money, because if it wasn't about money, then it was about something much darker. Topic number two, sadly, this has led to a failure on the behalf of our children. New national test results show that the government's overreaction to COVID-19 caused historic learning setbacks for America's school children. It erased decades of academic progress and widened racial disparities, according to results of a national test that provide the sharpest look yet at what happened during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Across the country, math scores dropped, showing their largest decreases since 1992, the largest decreases ever. Reading scores dropped to the 1992 levels. Nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders failed to grasp basic math concepts. Not a single state here in the United States saw a measurable or notable improvement in test scores. Some of them that did best simply treaded water over previous years. That was the first time the test had been conducted since 2019 because of the lockdowns. This is the National Assessment of Educational Progress, called the Nation's Report Card, tested hundreds of thousands of fourth and eighth graders around the country for the first time since 2019, and again showed that because of the lockdowns since 2019, our nation's school children actually went backwards. In both math and reading, students tested lower than they did in 2019, and again, math scores plummeted by the largest margins in history. 38% of America's eighth graders earned scores deemed below basic. For example, not being able to calculate the angle of the third angle of a triangle when given the other two angles. I mean, that's simple. Add up the other two angles, subtract from 180, and that's the third angle. Almost 40% of America's school kids not capable of doing that. Eighth graders, that is. Thanks, Dr. Fauci. Coming up, speaking of testing, how to keep kids from cheating and making it fun at the same time. That's next on 5 and 10. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This is more literal than we've been taught. This is a literal geographic location connected to the ancient cult of the dead, the supernatural entities who deceived our distant ancestors into venerating what they thought were their ancestors, but which were in fact the spirits of the giants, the Nephilim, destroyed in the flood of Noah. Most of us in church assume that if this was really important for us to understand, it would have been taught to us in church at some point. I remind you, again, in the early church, the first 400 years after the resurrection, this was taught in church. It only began to change in the 4th and 5th centuries. And now, again, we are in the minority here. But we're not wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order, and the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, this unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, keeping them honest. Students in the Philippines have taken to wearing anti-cheating hats to keep them from peeking at other test papers during exams. But teachers at a school in Legazpi City told students to get creative with making up their headgear. This is supposed to ensure honesty and integrity in testing, but given permission to create their own, the kids had some fun with it, as you can see. Egg boxes, cardboard, other recycled materials employed. I think the kid on the left is the winner there. I mean, the teachers win. The kids are unable to see other students' papers, and the kids have some fun at the same time. A win-win. Well, SkyWatch TV's next Defender Virtual Conference goes live on the web on November 4th, by which we mean all of the presentations will be available for you to watch. Beginning November 4th, you get 90 days access to more than 24 cutting-edge presentations. Plus, as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length documentary films from SkyWatch Films, including the most recent, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on the best-selling book by Tom Horn, The Wormwood Prophecy. Don't miss it. I mean, that alone is very much worth an hour and a half of your time. But you get some other just cutting-edge documentary style presentations. Tom Horn, Josh Peck working on that even as we speak. But great presentations from world-renowned pastors, preachers, teachers, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, Dr. Michael Lake, and many others. The complete list of speakers is posted at defenderconference.com. There's also a place for you to sign up there. Take advantage of this. Again, it all goes live on November 4th, and then from there, for 90 days, you set your conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you want to watch it. Find out more and register today at defenderconference.com. This week in Skywatch TV, we talk with Pastor Carl Gallups about his brand new book, The Yeshua Protocol, the jaw-dropping discovery that encoded in every strand of DNA in your body, and that's more than 3 trillion, if I remember correctly, because it's in every cell in your body, the name of God is encoded. Yod Heh Vav Heh. It is mind-boggling, but it's true. And that's just one of the revelations included in that new book. This week's broadcast is a can't miss, or shouldn't miss anyway. You'll find our over-the-air broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now, of course, if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You can also watch it on your smartphone or tablet by downloading our free mobile app. And if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, once it's on your mobile device, you can cast it to your TV using Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast. Watch it on the big screen, no wires needed. We've got instructions on how to do that at skywatchtv.com, along with a link to the app stores for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire apps to make things easy for you. Again, it's a free download. Take advantage of it today. Bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.